This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sheriff Garcia, recent consultation was done comparing the existing conditions in the two county-run jails against the need for an updated, consolidated county jail. Determined that a new or significantly renovated facility could cost upwards of $700 million or more. Just your thoughts on the findings of this consultation and the cost associated with potentially a new facility or significant upgrades to the existing ones.
So, you know, we waited a few months for them to get back, and they did a very thorough study into this. Their assessment at the end of the day was welcome, because we've been having to try to make it work with two facilities, and it's been very difficult on our staff and on the taxpayers. At the end of the day, the number, the $700 million, is too big of a number. It goes to show how prices have gone up for labor, for materials, and so forth. But I think the average person could, you know, understand that. You go to a grocery store, you come out with a bag of groceries, and it's $80 to $100, and you really don't have anything in there. So, you know, inflation has really affected all of us, and including, you know, the building of a new facility. But we need to do something. We need to do something, and the study has proven that. And you have a facility today that was built in 1938. If you think about it, it's the same year that the Odd and the Rock Pile were built, and those are stadiums. This is a place where we house people, our staff works in, and the only other remedy would be to invest $250 million into two different facilities that are half an hour apart, and that's pretty like lipstick on a pig at the end of the day.
What would be a figure that you and other county officials would be comfortable with for a new facility that's been needed in Erie County for a while?
Well, you know, as a sheriff, I'm not, such a great a pronosticator of what a new building would be, because I thought it would be in the range of $350 million. And, but we are showing that one consolidated facility in downtown Buffalo, close to the city court, county court, federal court, would cut in staffing. It would cut in transportation. We could show $25 to $30 million a year in savings. And that's significant, very significant. And also the fact that it would be a modern 21st century building where we could do things to stop and decrease the recidivism, to make it a place where people want to work, because we're struggling with staffing.
You've been working to find a solution for the county's jailing system since you took office. I mean, is what you saw with this consultation a significant blow to your efforts, or do you feel that there's still work to be done to find a solution?
Well, at the end of the day, I can't whine about it. We will continue doing and providing the safest, securest facility in the state. We have received accreditation from New York State, national accreditation for our correctional health. we will continue to provide the best services to the incarcerated and to our staff. However, when you have a new facility where you could cut costs, where, you know, we get away from the linear format that's so labor intensive, that we have place at the end of the day where we could do educational programs, where our staff could actually, you know, take time, a break, and actually go somewhere, make a phone call to their loved ones, have a lunchroom. This is something that in 1938 nobody was thinking about. And it was just put the incarcerated in, you know, just lock the door, throw away the key. We have to think about 2024 moving forward for the next 75 years. This is a generational project. We have to think about our staff that work sometimes 16 hours a day with no air conditioning and in a very dreary building. And yeah, they did sign up for this, but we need a better facility. We have shown that, and the study shows that one consolidated facility will save the taxpayers a lot of money every single year. Because what happens is I, the sheriff of Erie County, and every other sheriff in New York State is mandated to have these programs. This is something that comes down from the State Commission of Corrections. We do our utmost to ensure that we fulfill all these unfunded mandates. However, it's costly to the taxpayer, and it's very taxing on our staff.
If these two facilities were to stay open rather than have the new facility, I mean, how difficult would it be to implement the needs at the current facilities? Would it be impossible? Would it be very difficult? Or would it just be a matter of just cost?
It would be, you know, the status quo. It kick the can down the road. And that's not something that any one of us want to do. But, you know, $700 million was a shock to all of us. And it's something that the, you know, financial people have to look and see what the interest cost would be on a bond like that moving forward. That's not an answer I have. But I can tell you this. I could show significant savings with one consolidated facility. I could show that, you know, the people of Erie County were good people, and we want to, you know, house people in a secure, safe environment, and something that we could change people's lives in the little time that they're with us. And also for our staff. Our staff is our greatest asset, and they deserve a building that they could work out of. And, you know, we, until this past year, our patrol side was working out of a bunker that was built in 1950. And it was a toxic environment, unhealthy, and we moved out of there. And it's time that we move out of these two jails. Now, how are we going to do it? That's the question. You know, when I came into office, I think it was, you know, pretty evident to all of us that we needed a new facility. It was never put on the table before. We moved it along with a study, thanks to the county executive and the legislators. This was a bipartisan, you know, common sense, no-brainer study. And now they came back with a great plan, the study, except the cost. The cost is $700 million. But as I said, I mean, if you look at the housing costs throughout Western New York, if you look at any kind of addition anyone puts on the house, services such as labor and materials have gone through the roof. So I was still shocked.
If it's not a new facility, are any of the other options that may be available to you and the sheriff's office suitable for the county going forward?
Yeah, and we have to look at those. So, you know, you have the $700 million for a new facility, and then we are showing that we could have reduced costs by consolidating the into one facility and, you know, stopping the duplication of services, both at the Erie County Correctional Facility out in Alden, the Erie County Holding Center here in downtown Buffalo, half an hour away, transportation, personnel, kitchen, correctional health. I mean, you're talking tens of millions of dollars in savings every year. Some of the other ones would be to, renovate the existing buildings that we have. We don't have one building that could accommodate the 800 or so incarcerated individuals that we have today. But you also have to think about the future. What does the future bring? And, you know, the bail reform laws that are in place today, are they going to be in place 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Are we going back up to 1,300? I don't know that answer, but it's up to us to make sure that whatever we do today, it's going to work today and it's going to work into the future. We saw with Highmark Stadium that they put in, you know, I don't know, what was it, $150 million a few years ago? And now we're building a stadium that originally was going to be $1.2 billion, but now the number switched to $2.1 billion. So, you know, when I saw that number, I said, okay, well, I guess a jail would be that much too with the cost of concrete, metal, labor, and so forth. But I don't know the answer yet. This is something that was just given to us. We have to sit down and assess this because at the end of the day, we as taxpayers are paying for this. But this is something, a generational project. This is something that's going to be around for 75, 100 years. So let's make sure we get it right.
Very good, Sheriff. Is there anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
I'm just very happy that this was addressed. That when I came into office 3 years ago and walking through these facilities and seeing our staff work in these dreary conditions and incarcerated individuals be housed in some of these cells. You know, we've had times where we've had at the Erie County Holding Center close to 100 cells being down due to plumbing, electrical issues, and so forth, locking mechanisms. And when I say 100, it's 100 plus. So we have to do something before we don't have the choice, and it has to be done immediately. You know, we saw in years past the boiler go. We have major projects that are scheduled to be done, and they're going to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. So as the sheriff, I am, let's say, a renter of this building. This is owned by Erie County. So there's a lot of money that we, the taxpayers, put into both these buildings every single year. What are those costs at the end of the day? And like I said, we have to look and see what the accountants, the financial people tell us, what a $700 million bond, how much it would cost the taxpayers every year. Are we able to look at some alternatives? There's companies across the nation that they built jail facilities for the federal government and then lease them back to the government agencies. Is that something we could do? So we need to think about outside the box solutions, but I can tell you this, moving forward, something needs to be done.